online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Lucy Hickmott.
Troops have arrived to support firefighters battling flames on Saddleworth Moor in Greater Manchester. Wildfires now span 7 square miles. Matt has more for KM FM.
The trucks rumbled onto the moorland this morning. Dozens of personnel from 4th Battalion Royal Regiment of Scotland backing up firefighters. Officially, they're down to provide assistance for 48 hours, but crews warn there's little hope of these fires being out anytime soon.
We have not seen an indication of any rain coming, so we can see this being prolonged for days, if not weeks.
For now, helicopters do their best to douse the flames. The big concern is the wind will change and drive the fire into peaty areas full of things to burn.
KM FM News.
A motorcyclist has been flown to a London hospital following a crash involving 2 motorbikes and a lorry near Sevenoaks. He's in a critical condition after it happened on the A227 Item Road in Shipbourne yesterday afternoon. The rider of the other bike suffered minor injuries. Police want to speak to witnesses or anyone with dashcam footage. The Queen's said to be suffering from a summer cold, forcing her to pull out of a service at St Paul's Cathedral. Buckingham Palace says she's feeling under the weather, but will still be travelling to Windsor for the weekend. Roads bosses say a report predicting a huge population boom in Kent and highlighting the pressure it's going to put on services will help them prepare for the future.
If we hadn't done this work, if we hadn't identified the size of the problem, I think we'd be in a much worse position. This work has taken place. It's taken a couple of years to put it together. I think it's a very good document that explains the future, and therefore we are in a much better position to be able to try to secure that infrastructure.
That's Mike Whiting, who's in charge of highways and transport at the County Council. The report says nearly 400,000 extra people will be living here by 2031, raising concerns about whether local schools, hospitals and roads will be able to cope. It reveals £16 billion needs to be spent on infrastructure, but there's a funding gap of £3.6 billion.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
After a 3-year delay, Sainsbury's has finally confirmed it's going ahead with a new opening of a supermarket in Herne Bay. The store at Altira Park has been given planning permission in 2015, but the building has remained empty. It's hoped work will start on getting it finished by the end of the year. KMFM's been told disruption in Sittingbourne Town Centre as major regeneration work continues isn't worth it. The project's been criticised for causing heavy traffic and forcing bus routes to be changed. It's so a new retail park, multi-storey car park and leisure complex can be built. Roger Truelove is leader of the Labour Group in Swale.
People are paying a price, but they're not going to get very much in the end, except, of course, they're going to be financially responsible because the council's borrowing £28 million for this rather moderate investment.
But Sittingbourne's MP Gordon Henderson says it will be worth it in the long run.
Any major development is the same, that you don't get any long-term gain without short-term pain. And unless we get that short-term pain, we're not going to get the gain. And ultimately, the long-term future of the centre of Sittingbourne depends upon this regeneration.
And concerns over misleading claims from hotel booking websites has led to an investigation by a watchdog. The CMA is looking at several sites over the way they rank search results and to see if they put pressure on customers to buy.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Football and England face a bit of a dilemma in their final World Cup group game tonight. Ishmael's got all the details, plus the rest of the sport this lunchtime.
Well, if England win against Belgium and they'd finish top, they could potentially face a trickier draw in the knockout stages than if they end up second. Manager Gareth Southgate will make a number of changes to the squad tonight, but says they have just one aim.
We want to win the game, and that would mean we top the group and we would go into whatever game we go into moving forward. And I go back to the fact that we're trying to develop a winning mentality.
Keith Mabbott from Medway Street Soccer Foundation agrees with that mindset.
If I was in Gareth Southgate's shoes, I'd be keeping the nucleus of the team very much together. You know, as I say, the boys are buzzing. We need to keep that because football, a lot of it is all about confidence. Maybe one or two changes at the most, but I would not be about changing the whole team and giving the squad a go because it creates an imbalance.
Kickoffs at 7. And in cricket, 3 Kent players are in the England women's squad for their final game in a 2020 tri-series. Tammy Beaumont, Laura Marsh and Tash Farrant are part of the side who top the group, heading into the match against New Zealand at Bristol this evening.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.